Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the airwaves. We started out strong. We finished it Friday in this city, and now we're packing the bags and leaving this city. See me in St. Louis. It's Brock Bucks and the Bergs podcast, hosted by my good friend, a brother, a mentor, Tariq Brock, out of Pittsburgh Pirates organization, the first base coach. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing it, playing a little co-host. 347-205-9631. This show goes by quick. Catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to, powered now by Mancini Media. So more of him, less of me. Let me lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Derek, first of all, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, it almost seems like you guys have been spending a week in St. Louis.
Man, I'm doing great here. Moving right here at the stadium, with the little system passing through Sydney, and so we'll see if that affects us. Had 1:15 today to play the last of a four-game set here, which we call a wraparound series. When you start a series, on the weekend, and it wraps around to a Monday wraparound series, so it'll be good. You can see me online at, TarikBrock on Facebook and Instagram. It's the same thing, but add a SR, man. So let's talk about these last couple of days here.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. You got to raise a Jolly Roger over a foreign ship. And when you look at it, you got your first victory of the 2022 season. You annihilated these guys 9-4. You know, with the exception of the bumpy first inning by Bryce Wilson, this was a heck of a game to watch, and boy, in more ways than one when you spotted them the three runs.
You know, it's, we were talking before, it's just division baseball. You know, it's like, no team is never out of it. It's back and forth. We finally performed the way that we were capable of doing. Bryce Wilson was able to, hold down the fort after giving up, a couple runs early on. And, Michael Chavis came through with the big grand slam, but that started with, key hits by Brian Hayes and Brian Reynolds yesterday. And he came up and, gave us a huge lift there. And our pitchers did a really good job the rest of the way. So credit to the bullpen to come in. Will Crow came in and did something. Heath Hembree came in and helped us out a little bit. And, we had great defense yesterday as well. Kevin Newman. Keep Brian Hayes playing third base. Jake Marisnik out in right field. Brian Reynolds had a really good catch going back on the ball, swirling wind. So it was a great Pirate win yesterday.
Yeah, you had the big singles party there with Perez and Brian Hayes, and Reynolds got in the act. And then I guess the first home run of the season is a grand slam for Michael Chavis, man. Boy, I'll tell you, this kid is going to be something to watch.
He came in the spring training on fire in a couple ways, with his attitude, his energy, and his bat. From the first time he took BP, man, the ball was just jumping off his bat, just focused. We didn't really get to see a lot of him last year because he got hurt when he came over. So it's just really good to, see him out there and bounce around a different position, played a good first base for us, had some really good stretches. So it's been really good. So, just looking forward to just seeing him continue to mature as a major league hitter.
We got somebody out of Pittsburgh. It's Ralph chiming in. He said, boy, Diego Castillo is something. This is another one. This is what I like about the young Bucks. They're going to be something to watch here as they start to, get some experience under their belts. Tell us a little about Diego Castillo.
Yeah, Diego came over in a trade, and we didn't get to see him last year. So the first time we saw him was in spring training. The first thing we noticed right away was the smile and his energy, and then the way he swung the bat. But then you watch him in practice, he moves around well, bounces around in the outfield, is a really good fielder, and has really good bat-to-ball skills, really swings and misses, and just having the time of his life. His dad is here. Just watching him play and just celebrating, with every at bat. So it was good to see him get his first hit, a double, the other day. And, being a first base coach, I get to be a part of a lot of guys first and be able to be the first coach really to congratulate them, unless it's a home run or something like that, and I miss it.
Right.
Just be able to, you know, congratulate them, you know, on one, getting your first major league hit, and just seeing the smile and the relief on their faces. So he's a huge addition to us. And, you know, again, looking forward to seeing, you know, a young guy navigate this league the first time through.
Yeah, when you look at, you know, even the bullpen, you know, Will Crow has started the year in the bullpen, something that could benefit him and the Pirates in the long run. You know, this is a guy that came over in the Josh Bell trade, and he was, you know, one of the Nationals' best prospects. But look at the guys he got down there coming up through the system, Rosie Contreras, Quinn Priester. I mean, this is unbelievable. The system is just churning out. We talked about it the other day, seventh best farm system in baseball. You got to really look at this and the rest of the guys there with the manager Derek Shelton and say, man, the future looks bright for us.
Man, the future looks bright, man. You could say help is on the way, you know, and we got a huge, you know, piece of that puzzle, you know, playing for us over at third base, who's, you know, committed for the next 8 years. We keep Brian Hayes, and, you know, we got Brian Reynolds, our, you know, our all-star and potential Gold Glove winner, you know, this year out there as well. Man, and then just to see the young arms that is coming. I mean, pitching is premium here. Like you said, Will Crow came in and gave us two good relief innings. Contreras came in and pitched well the other day, just getting more seasoning and getting his feet wet here at this level. And, you know, when guys can get to the point where they can exhale and be able to really compete, it's when you really get to see them. And then from there, it's just the consistency of doing it day in and day out. So things are looking bright for us. You know, we have a great staff here led by our manager, Derek Shelton. And everyone is just doing their part in preparing our guys, you know, every day to go out and compete and win a major league ball game.
Yeah, and when you look at bullpens, I mean, you know, over the years it was, you know, the setup guys, and then here came the closer. What you guys are looking at, or what you're doing pretty much, is it a bullpen by committee? Whoever's hot at that previous evening and coming back and rolling with the hot arms?
You know, the anchor of that bullpen is Pittsburgh's finest, David Bednar, electric arm, good curveball. You know, we just haven't been in games where, you know, we needed to, you know, close out a game, you know, with a, you know, three run or less lead. But, you know, yeah, I mean, Shelton's done a good job of matching guys up, putting guys in the position to win. And then a credit to Oscar Morin and Justin Message and Rally Haddad, you know, our pitching, you know, crew, which, you know, puts together great game plans and make great in-game adjustments to be able to help our guys stay in games and navigate through some tough part of lineups. And the lineup that we're facing today is a really good one and deep one, you know, by the, you know, held down by the bookends of, you know, Arenado and Goldschmidt. It sounds like a law firm in the infield.
Yeah.
So, you know, those guys are doing a good job and just looking forward to, you know, carrying it on. And, you know, today, you know, we get this one in, it'll be another divisional slugfest game.
You know, during the offseason, the Cardinals picked up Steven Matz, and I've always liked him, even when he was with the Mets. I mean, that he just a crafty, you know, left-hander. Any thought on the Cardinals with him? And then you guys are facing Dakota Hudson today in the finale to try to salvage it, this four-gamer. The thoughts on Matz and now facing Hudson today?
You know, Matz came in, and yes, you know, a really good electric fastball, you know, good breaking ball. And just yesterday was a little up. And, you know, we were able to make him pay, you know, mix his pitches well. But, you know, Chavis delivered a really good shot. And, you know, we were able to just continue to battle from there. You know, he's a veteran, so I'm sure he'll rebound. Just hopefully he doesn't rebound, you know, against us the next time, you know, we square off against him. But that's just what it is. The major leagues is, you know, you win some, you know, you lose some. But you go back and prepare and make the adjustments you need to make and, you know, see where the cards lie the next time you're out.
Yeah, and, you know, looking at St. Louis, it's such a baseball town, and I mean, you're there and you see the atmosphere. Is Cardinal baseball right on the same level as the Bible in that city? Because it seems like it's a religion.
You know, they love their red birds here, and so we got our guns out and we're hunting those birds. But you know, when you have opening day, you know, they rolled out at least 15, you know, Cardinal Hall of Famers, you know, Mark McGuire, you know, Joe Torre, Ray Lankford, Willie McGee, who's on their staff, and Ozzie Smith, and many, many more. And the fans have done nothing but support. So it was really good to see the stadiums back at full capacity and see fans out the ballpark. And they did well. And looking forward to, you know, seeing, you know, our faithful fans out this upcoming series as well when we get back home tomorrow against the Cubs to get divisional games. So I know there's some fans there that are, you know, Chicago fans, which is great, come up to the ballpark. But I just know that our fans will show up as well in exciting times with new things going on around the ballpark. And we got a really good, young, gritty team that I think our fans will enjoy watching play.
Yeah, and talking about tomorrow, it's a late afternoon game in Pittsburgh, 4:12 start, and then you come right back for a 12:30 start with the Cubs before you welcome the Nationals in for four. No rest for the weary with this season that was delayed a week, huh?
Yeah, it's what it is. You know, early, you know, you want to play more, you know, early afternoon games for one. You know, you got kids that are still in school, and two, because of weather being, you know, pretty cool. You know, we spent all spring playing, you know, day games, so we're pretty much, you know, used to it. But we're also looking forward to having that evening game, that 6:35 start, you know, on Thursday, where we get to just sleep in a little bit, you know, just, you know, wake up slow and move around, really get in, you know, get workout in before, you know, practice starts as well. So it's all a part of the journey. We knew what we're getting involved in when we signed up. And so it's just been how this year's been. But the last, you know, so far 3 years have been very challenging. But I do know, you know, this staff and our team, you know, accepts every challenge that we face. And so this is just, you know, part of it starting out, you know, with, I think, 15, 16 in a row coming up here.
Right, and more or less, when you look at this series with the Cardinals, I mean, it's almost like a Muhammad Ali-Joe Frazier fight. They've taken two shots, you've taken one, and I guess the mindset is today to go right after Dakota Hudson, put him behind the eight ball, and do what you did yesterday.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. You know, we might as well just order those Roots and Fly shirts with, you know, Ali on them, or, you know, Frazier, or even Roy Jones Jr., you know. But
yeah,
it's going to take a champion's effort for us to, you know, come out today and you know, one, execute a good game plan, and also beat a good Cardinal team here. And so it's good for our young guys to face some adversity early, and be able to bounce back and respond. And it said a lot about our group of players yesterday, but also our leadership. So we're just looking forward to, you know, playing this game out, giving it our best, traveling home safely, and performing in front of our fans, our family and friends tomorrow in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, definitely. Is the wife coming into Pittsburgh to watch the game with you?
Yeah, she'll be there for opening day. You know, like she has been, it'll be good, you know, to have her at the house, one, to continue decorating, and two, you know, just to have the company and the most important person in my life there as well.
Yeah, definitely. When God created women, the world was complete. As we wrap this thing up, I know we'll continue Friday for the second game of the four-gamer with the Washington Nationals. How can people get a hold of you, my friend?
It's TarikBrock on Facebook. On Instagram, it's the same thing, TarikBrock SR Senior on Instagram. And I don't know what I am on TikTok. I think it's my first and last name on TikTok, but I haven't put anything out there lately. But with Maude coming in, I'm sure she'll record some funny things that I do, you know, on accident. And
yeah.
It'll be out there for entertainment as well.
yeah, I remember the thing in Pittsburgh earlier in wintertime with the little snow thing coming down the stairs.
Yeah. I'm definitely a Southern California guy that's still trying to get this snow shoveling thing down. I'm going to make some friends with some young kids in the neighborhood and see if they can help me out if you happen to get moving forward.
I appreciate the time. Get on that team bus. Go take care of the Redbirds. Safe flight to Pittsburgh. Whack the Cubs a couple times. Take the Nationals in the opener, and I'll talk to you Friday in the second game of the four-gamer against the Nats.
Man, well, thank you so much, everyone. Be blessed. We're looking forward to catching up with everyone here in a couple of days here. So, again, let's go Bucks, and looking forward to raising the Jolly Roger.
Yeah, definitely. For Tarek, yours truly, Mark, out here in Los Angeles. Have a blessed one, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you Friday from Pittsburgh.
See you, everyone.